The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Morzakini, Yosef Ben Sarav, and Marat Zakinati, and Fab Sarav, and the Nishmat of the Adram Ben Estidu, Hashem Tani Hamdig and Hedin. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashraman, Moshe Ben Dina, Sarab, Batraham, Sarab, Hamad, Batraham, and not a fan of the Him. We begin today the third perek of Masechet Kiddushin, starting at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Cheta. Omer lachavero, he tells his friend, say v'kadesh li isha pelonit. Merav shaliach, go mekadesh for me this lady. V'alach v'kadesha la'atzmo. The shaliach went and he was mekadesh the lady himself. Mekudesh et Hasheni. Mishnah says he's mekudesh to the second guy. So he jumped in and he did it, and he's mekudesh. Vechen, ha'omer le'isha, hare at mekudesh li la'achar shalushim yom. A guy says to a lady, you'll be mekudesh to me after 30 days. Uba achet mekudesha betoch shalushim yom. And a guy jumped in within the 30 days, and he was mekudesh to the lady. Mekudesh et Hasheni. Again, the kedushin applies to the second fellow. And nafkamina. Bat Yisrael, a Kohen. If let's say this lady was a Bat Yisrael and the second guy that made the Kiddushin was a Kohen, Tochal Betruma. She's able to eat through him. It's a regular, 100% valid marriage, but even allow her to eat Truma. However, if the guy says, Me'achshav u'lachar shalushim yom, if the guy makes the stipulation with the lady where he makes it retroactive, which means after 30 days, retroactively, you'll be married from now, me'achshav, u'ba'achet v'kedusha betoch shloshim yom, and somebody comes and marries her, mekudeshet, within 30 days, mekudeshet ve'ena mekudeshet. So now the Mishnah's language is, she's mekudeshet and not mekudeshet, which means, she's sefek mekudeshet to both of them, according to this Mishnah, and therefore if she wants to stay married to one, the other one has to give her a divorce. If she wants to get married to a third person, both people have to give her a divorce. We'll see exactly why that is so. And therefore, nafkamina in the interim, bat yisrael kohen cannot eat teruma. Or for that matter, or bat kohen the yisrael, bat kohen is eating teruma already in her father's house, lo tochal b'teruma, because maybe she's married to this yisrael. So therefore, it is a safek kedushin. Again, we'll wait for the Gemara to analyze that last case. Comes the Gemara and begins, omer l'chavero, seve kadesh. At the first case of the Mishnah, he tells his friend, do me a favor, go out and make kadesh me a lady, and he takes her for himself. Tana, Masha Asa Asui, Ela Chenahag Bo Menahag Ramaut. Yeah, what's done is done, but the guy's a Ramai. The guy's a crook because that's a Ramaut. It's trickery. The guy told him to do it for him, and you took it for yourself. And it's not a proper thing what he did, but it's done. It counts. The Tana Didan Halach Named Diktani. The Tana of our Mishnah also agrees with this Ramaut. And that what it says, Vehalach, it means Halach Bin Ramaut. Meaning he went in trickery. Don't think that halak means as if he went like on a normal way and did a normal thing. No, halak, but a maut. It's a trickery thing that he did. Here, it calls the guy shaliach, his friend. That's the language of our Mishnah. We learned earlier that when a guy tells his shaliach, do me a favor, go mekadesh me a lady in such and such a place. And he went and mekadeshed a lady in a different place. So we learned ena mekudeshet, because the guy specifically said, I want the kiddush to take place in a certain place. But there it called the guy a shaliach. Here it calls the guy a haver. So the Gemara wants to know just semantics. Why over here haver? Why over there shaliach? So comes the Gemara and says, Hacha rebuta kamashmalan, ve'atam rebuta kamashmalan. We have chadush over here and chadush over there. Hacha rebuta kamashmalan, the chadush over here is, de'i tana shiluho. If it would have said in this case over here, shaliyah, again, the case is talking about, go mekadesh me a lady, and the guy took it for himself. Havamina shiluho hu de'avi ramai. Say, when dafka, you tell the guy, you're my shaliyah, then the guy's a ramai. Te'samcha da'teh. Because the guy, the sender, relies on somebody that he appoints as a clear shaliach. Savar avad li shlichuti. He says, listen, the guy, I appointed him as shaliach, for sure he's going to do my service. And instead the guy went and took it for himself, then he's an amai. Aval havero de lo samcha date. But he's just telling it to him as a friend, maybe doesn't put such reliance on him. Maybe it's not considered ramot. Even when he uses the lashon, amir lahavero, and the guy took it for himself, he is considered a mai. Hatam rebuta kamash malan. In the case of kedushin, he tells the shaliach, go mekadesh me lady in such a place as hadush. The itana omer lahavero. Because what is it over there? Havero hava amina havero hu dechi kedusha b'mekom acher ena mekudeshet. When he tells a guy mekadesh me a lady in place A, and the guy goes mekadesh in place B, if he said the word havero, I'll say in that case it's not mekudeshet. Why? The savar lo talach. So listen, I told it's my friend, I don't expect him to be matriyah himself. And therefore, in his brain, when he appointed him as a haver, he never intended for him to go to place B. Because he figures this guy is not going to go matriyah himself to place B. Therefore, my mind is, go do it in place A. But if he goes to place B, not mekudesh. Abash shiluho, when you appoint the guy and you use the word shaliach, there in your brain you're thinking, my shaliach, whoever the lady is, that's where he's going to go. Tetarah. Maybe I'll say he's just giving him information. You know, she happens to be in place A, but you know what? You're my sharia. Matriya yourself wherever she is. Kamash ma'alan, that even so, even though he used the word sharia, still if he gives the name of the place, he means dafka that place, and if he went to a different place, not mekudesh. So there were each Mishnah has a chedush, a Mishnah and Havero, and that Mishnah over there with Shiluho. Levin Hasida. Azir kedushele ititalibre. I mean, Ashna went to Mekadesh a girl, first son, kinshan nefshe. Got there, he ended up taking off for himself. We just learned. It counts, but that's minhagra ma'ut. You shouldn't do such a thing. It says, lo yehavu nihale. They wouldn't have given her over to the son. Which means he tried to Mekadesh to the son. They didn't want. I didn't want, so then what are you going to do? He took it for himself. He should have went back to his son and informed him. And so Sam and Agnamo goes back to the son. Listen, they don't want you, so I'm going to take it for myself. Sabari held. He told him, the interim, by the time he goes back and informs his son, somebody else is going to Mekadesha. So therefore, he didn't want to lose her. Therefore, he's Mekadesha right away. Rabba bar bar hana yahiv lezuzeh. The Rav. Rabbi Bar Hanan gave money to Rav. Amar, Zabnani alai lahay ar'a. Do me a favor, go buy for me that piece of real estate. Azal Zabnani lenafsheh. He went, he bought it for himself. Same question. I thought it's minhagra ma'ut to do such a thing. I mean, it counts, but it's the ma'ut. Gemara says, Be'aga da'ali mihava. It was a valley that belonged to the strong people, to you know,
powerful men,
and therefore, avel le'rav na'gebe kavod. To Rav, they respect it, so therefore they're willing to sell it to him. Le'rabav bar hana lo na'gebe kavod, and therefore they won't sell it to him. It wasn't Stamfield. So even though he gave him the money, he said, do me a favor, Rabbi Bar Hanan, buy it for me. When he got there, we're not selling it to you, to Rabbi Bar Hanan. You want to buy it, we'll sell it to you. So the Gemara says, ibayle le'udaye. He should have went back to tell Rabbi Bar Hanan that they're not selling it to him before he buys it for himself. Again, he thought that in the interim, somebody's going to come along and buy it. So if we don't want to lose a out. Rav Gida was looking, was interested, showed interest in a certain piece of land. Azal Rabbi Abba Zabna. Rabbi Abba in the interim, while the other rabbi, Rav Gida, was analyzing it, you know, looking at it, the rabbi went and bought it. Azal Rav Gidal, so Rav Gidal was upset. He went kabled Rabbi Zera, went to complain in front of Rabbi Zera. What's the Rav Gidal doing to me over here? Azal Rabbi Zera, we kabled Rabbi Yitzchak Nafha. Rabbi Zera, he went to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafha to complain on behalf of Rav Gidal. So comes the Gemara and says, Amarle, so Rabbi Yitzchak told him, Hamtin ad she'ale etzlem l'regel. He's going to come visit me on the holiday, and when he comes to visit me, then I'll rebuke him, I'll ask him what he did. Kisalik, when Rav Gidal went to visit Rav Yitzchak Nafhan de Regel, Ashkeche. Amar le, he told him like this, Ani me'apich b'harara. Let's say you have a poor man, and he's trying to go after a harara. Harara is like a wafer, or a cake, or something like that. He's going after a cake. And as the guy's trying to go after the cake, the wafer, somebody else comes along and grabs it. Mai, what do you say about such a guy? Are you trying to give him rebuke? Bidimis. And the guy in the Gita was going after the field. He's trying to buy it. You come along and you take it from him. What would you say about such a person? Rav Gidal, his own admission. It's the guy's rasha. So he tells, so what did you do? Rav Gidal was going after the field and you went, you took it from under him. So I'm sorry, I didn't know he was looking at the field. The field was for sale. I went and I bought it, I purchased it. It's okay. More, okay. So now at least sell it to him. And now you know he wanted it, so you give it to him. So listen, I can't sell it to him because that's the first piece of real estate that I bought, which means it's not a good siman to sell the first piece of real estate that you buy. So therefore he says, I'll give it to him as a matana, I'll give it to him as a gift, but sell it to him, I can't sell it to him. But Rav Gidal didn't want to accept the gift. Why? It's not good to accept gifts. Rabbi Abba did not want to keep the field for himself because Rav Gidal was going after it. So nobody wanted to keep it. He didn't want to keep it because he felt it wasn't ethical. And Rav Gidal didn't want to take it because he didn't want to receive a gift. Lo mar nachitla ve lo mar nachitla. Each one didn't want to take the field. So what happened? They left the Ifkir. This became the field of the rabbis. Ifkir for the rabbis, which means they left it. They left it for Achamim. He didn't want to sell it to him because you don't sell your first piece of real estate. So he wanted to give them as a gift. I don't want to accept the gift. Okay, but I don't want to keep it because it's not nice. He was going after it. Okay, but I'm not taking it. They walked away. Both walked away from the field. They called it the field of the rabbis. Wow. She says, it's a couple of ways up there. Hefker le talmidim. Yeah, it was hefker for the students.
Comes
again one and says vechena omer liishat kachili. Okay, now we get to some analysis in the next case. Guy comes along and says to a lady, "Et kachili from now to 30 days." Guy comes in within the 30 days. Et kachili after 30 days. After 30 days, a guy comes in within the 30 days. So he's mekudeshet. She's mekudeshet to the second guy. Because the first kiddushin is not hal until after. Okay. Lo ba acher v'kedusha betoch shloshim mau. Okay, let's say nobody came within the 30 days. What's the din? So Gibran says, Rav Shmuel da'ami tervayu mekudeshet. What's the question? It's mekudeshet to the first guy. Ve'af apishin et akelu ma'ot. Even though the money that she got is gone. The guy came on day one and had to kodesh it after 30 days with his money. She took the money, she spent it. By the time the kodeshim was out 30 days later, there's no more money. Still, the kodesh it to the first guy. My ta'ama, hani zuze, this money, lo le melve damu, ve lo le pikadon damu. Let's review the laws of melve. Pikadish be melve, ena mekodesh it. That means a person gives a lady a loan. Right? And he comes along and says, hare at mekodesh it be melve zu. Why? Because the milveh is hers. You're not giving anything. Milveh lo tza'anit na. You're not giving anything new. Pikadon, how does it work? Pikadon works, I give a lady something to watch. Pikadon. It got stolen. I say, Arad mekodesh libe pikadon zu. So long as there's still a piruta left of the pikadon, I can be mekodesh. But if there's not a pikadon left, if there's not a piruta left of the pikadon, era mekodesh. So give us this case over here, the money that you gave her is not similar to a milveh. And it's not similar to a pikadon. Why? Gemara says the malve lo le malve dam or le pikadon dam. Le pikadon lo damu. It's not similar to a pikadon. Pikadon bereshuta de mara kametachle. The pikadon, who's it belong to? Pikadon belongs to the owner, right? Hane bereshuta adida kametachle. But this item belongs to her. למלווה נמה לא דמו, מלווה לא הוצאה נתנה, הנה בתורת קדושין יבין הנהלה. מלווה, when you gave it, it was לא הוצאה נתנה. And therefore it's not מקודש, but the time you say, הרי המקודש שלי, you're being מקודש with something that belongs to her. My shaken here, at the time that you gave her the money, you said, הרי את מקודשת לי, without money, you're just delaying it until a later point, and therefore it'll be mekudeshet. Pikadon, it's not, because pikadon, you need to have a shevet peruta left over, because pikadon is in the domain of the giver. It's not in the domain of the giver. I gave it to her; it's hers. And therefore, even if I don't have a peruta left over at the time of the kiddushin, it's okay. Ah, but it's a malveh. No, it's not a malveh. Malveh, when I gave it over to Shem malveh. Therefore, it's hers. The kiddushin, when I said I'm kiddushin, there's nothing to have hers. Mashik in here, at the time that I gave it to Shem kiddushin. Therefore, even though there's nothing left over at the time, it's considered mekudeshet with her goods. Everybody will agree to that concept. Now the Gemara says, lo ba'acher v'kidsha. Okay, let's say nobody came in the interim. The hazraba, and the guy backs out, which means the guy comes along and says, "Pass." Now, already he set it in motion. Already he gave it a kiddushin. All he got is wait the 30 days, and it's hal. Within the 30 days, somewhere nobody came in the interim, and the guy said, "Pass." So the question is, can you do that? Actually, she says she was retracted. Betoch lamed amra. She said, "If she begs," says Hazra. She made a Hazra. She said, "I'm out." Now, mind you, she accepted the money already. So the Gemara says, "Mao Rabbi Yohanan Amar Chozeret." Rabbi Yohanan says she can retract. Ate dibur umbatel dibur. The whole thing is verbal. She said yes. Now she's saying no. So one dibur can neutralize another dibur. No, her second word cannot retract her first word. She said yes. He said yes, she cannot say no now. So Gemara analyzes. Neshtakish is the one that said, lo ate dibur umbatel dibur. Okay?
Lecture mode on.
So come to Gemara and says a question against him. The story over here is a guy tells a shaliach, do me a favor, go take tiruma for me. Go down to my field, take tiruma. Bitel, and then he nullifies him. Im ad shelo taram bitel en tirumato tiruma. If he was mevatelim before he took the tiruma, okay, so tiruma is not tiruma, it was mevatelim. The Gemara says, ve'achad dibur v'diburu. It's dibur. He told him, be my shaliach. Then he told him, don't be my shaliach. And what are we saying? It works. You can be matel. The kate dibur umbatel dibur. Question against the shtakish. Shani netinat ma'ot liyad isha dechi ma'ase damu. Shtakish says that's different. You gave her money. When you gave the lady money, that already is like a ma'ase. Velo ate dibur umbatel ma'ase. Which means all the lady has to do is now wait out some time. But the ma'ase kedushin was already done. So therefore, you cannot verbally make a dibur to mevatel a ma'aseh. By the case of teruma, he said, be my shaliyah, don't be my shaliyah. Dibur, dibur. It's dibur going against a ma'aseh. That's the logic of the shakish. Etime, we have a question on that. Has shaliyah get le'ishto? The guy sends a get to his wife. V'igiyah b'shaliyah. But then he caught up to the shaliyah. The husband reached the shaliyah to tell him, pass, don't give it. Or he sent the shaliach to catch the shaliach. The Amar, no, get you natati lecha batelu. Hareze batel. Vea netinat get the shaliach. Dechi netinat maod yad ishadame. Giving the get to the shaliach is like giving the kedushin to the lady. Veketani hareze batel. So you see what a ma a dibur can be mebatel a. Maase, question against the shlakish. Hatam nami. Kol kama de lo matagita liyada dibur vidiburu. Ate dibur, bate dibur. Right, as long as she didn't get it yet, it's all dibur. It doesn't mean anything. When you give the money to the lady, she's the lady, she's the one that accepts the kiddushin. That's a maase. Giving a get to a shaliyah, what's a get shaliyah? Nothing yet. Until she gets it, it's a dibur, it's nothing. So therefore, you're there, dibur can be batel dibur. Here again, the kiddushin case is worse. It's a dibur being mevatel a maase. Etibir shtakish to Yohanan. Now we go the other way. We turn the table. Now we go after the Yohanan. The Yohanan said, yeah, atel dibur, matel dibur. Even in this case over here, of the kiddushin, he can be batel it. So here's a question from Tum'ah. Can't this Mishnah get over here in the laws of Tumah? Kol hakelim yordim lidei tumatam b'machshava.
Okay, a keli to receive tum'ah, or to be susceptible to receive tum'ah, has to have gemar melachtan. Has to be finished. So long as the umman is still making the keli, and he didn't have da'at to finish the keli, even if a sheretz falls on it, it's not mekabel tum'ah. It's got to be gemar da'at of the keli. So it says, kol eklim yurdim didir tum'atam b'machshava. See, once the guy in his brain says, I'm done, finished, that thought of I'm done already now makes the keli susceptible to receiving tum'ah. Now let's say the keli got tameh, or became susceptible to become tameh. Ven olin mide tum'atan ela b'shinui ma'aseh. To take it out of its status, you need an action. If it became tameh, you got to break it. If it didn't become tameh, you got to make a ma'aseh and change the keli and start sanding it or doing something with it in order to show that you're not finished. Okay? That's the thing. And the Mishnah gives us a rule, so you can remember this. The Mishnah's rule is ma'aseh motzi miyad ma'aseh u'miyad machshava. Good. When you make a ma'aseh, motzi miyad ma'aseh, that'll undo a ma'aseh that you did, which is, let's say, you finished sanding it, and it was gemar, by making another ma'aseh, continuing, that'll take it out of its susceptibility. Ma'aseh motzi miyad ma'aseh u'miyad machshava. And certainly it'll take it out of ma'aseh. If you just, in your brain, you said, you know what, I'm done, the ma'aseh will take it out of that machshava that you had. Machshava en motzi'ah lo miyad ma'aseh velo miyad machshava. But machshava, just thinking in your brain that you're not finished yet, en motzi'ah lo miyad ma'aseh, where you made a ma'aseh to finish the keli, velo miyad machshava. And even if in your brain you said, you know what, I'm done, now to say I'm not done will not change it. And that's where the question is going to be from. I understand why a machshava, to say I'm not done with the keli, cannot take it out from a ma'aseh that you did to finish the keli. Why? Delo atid diburim batil ma'aseh. Machshava is like a dibur. So if I understand that a machshava cannot take it out of a ma'aseh that you did. However, ela miyad machshava miyad tapik. Right? Which is dibur, dibur. According to Rabbi Yochanan, atid dibur umbatil dibur, like the case of the Kiddushin. Right? Her dibur of accepting the Kiddushin, can now she could say, I don't want. Dibur, dibur. Machshava, machshava. Which means the guy had a machshava, I want the kid to be done. What is it? It's susceptible to tumah. Now let him change his mind. Let him change his mind. You know what? I've not done. He said, no, it doesn't work. Why not? Machshava, machshava. Dibur, dibur. That question against Rabbi Yohanan. Shani machshava de tumah. The machshava of tumah is different. Why? Dechi ma'aseh dameh. A machshava by things of tum'ah as a status of a ma'aseh. How do you know that? Uchtera papa. Let's go speak to papa outside. You know the law of hechshir tum'ah by a fruit? You have to have water that falls on it. Right? But the water that to be mechshirit, one of the seven liquids. Now, when water falls on it, it's not enough that it falls on it. You have to have kavanah that you're happy that it falls on. If the guy's upset that it falls on it, it's not lidahto, so then already it's not considered a hechshet to receive tumah. So you see what? When the guy has a machshava, the Torah is going to consider it as if you put the water on it. Even though it rained, let's say. You're happy with it, the Torah is going to consider it kiyitin. It's as if you did it. So you see what? A machshava by tumah is considered a ma'aseh. Oh, so therefore, it says kiyitin. It says in the pasuk kiyitin, you're going to put the water on the peri. Vekarina and kiyutan, but we read it kiyutan as if the water went on it by itself. Make up your mind. Did you put it on or did it go on itself? Haki it said kiyutan dumiyad kiyitin. Ma yitin denihale. And therefore, no question against Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan says, if I die, dibur mevatil dibur. But dibur is not mevatil ma'aseh. And by tum'ah, the machshava to go down to tum'ah is considered like a ma'aseh. So therefore, Rabbi Yohanan is good. That's the first way we analyze this sugya. Rav Zvid matne la'ish mateta aha. Rav Zvid, he learned this mahlok between Rabbi Yohanan and Shlakish on a different case. We learned it on the case what a guy was Mekadesh a lady for after 30 days. Right? In the interim, she changed her mind. We had a Mahlokat. Can she change her mind? Can't she change her mind? The Anan says, she can change her mind. The Anshakin says, he can. The Zvid learned that Mahlokat on a totally different case. On which case? The following. V'chen he. She gave permission to her shaliach, go accept kiddushin for me. In the interim, she went herself. She went, she was mekadesh to somebody else. So now, what do you got to analyze? Who came first? You gotta look at the clock. Whose kiddushin hit first? If her kiddushin hit before the shaliach's kiddushin, then she's mekudesh to that guy. Ve'im shel shiluha kadmu. But if the shaliach's hit first, if she accepted kiddushin on behalf of her first, and kiddushia kiddushin, good. We understand that. Now, lo kidsha et atzma. Let's say she did not mekudesh. Understand the case?
How do
we know? That's pashut. Okay.
She went to someone else.
She told the shaliach, go mekadesh, go accept kiddushin from Mr. A. In the interim, she said, you know what? She sees Mr. B, she went, she accepted kiddushin from Mr. B. So the question, who came first? If she accepted from Mr. B before the shaliach accepted from A, she's mekadesh to B. Because her kiddushin preempted the kiddushin of the shaliach. If the first come first serve, if the shaliach accepted first before she accepted from B, then she's mekadesh to A. That you have to figure out who accepted first. You got to analyze it. Okay, fine. You figure out. Ask what time did you accept the kiddushin? At 7 o'clock in the morning. At 6 o'clock in the morning, I already accepted the kiddushin, Mr. A. Okay, goodbye. You should learn something. You can't be married to two people. You can't be married to one person at a time. So whoever was kadam is mekudesh. That's the fact. Now we get to the trick here. The case is good. Lo kitchat atzma. She didn't accept the kiddushin of Rabbi. So simple case, she told the Shah, do me a favor, go accept kiddushin. The Hazraba. Now, well, what? She changed her mind. Any chozeret be? Yehuda says, Rabbi Yohanan says, chozeret. He says, she can back out. Mishtakish Amar, in a chozeret. And Rabbi Yohanan says, Mishtakish says, she cannot be chozeret. So comes Gemara and says, we'll see how. Rabbi Hanan Amar Chozeret Ated Dibur Umbated Dibur. Everything's Dibur of it. You're my Shaliach. And then he comes on and says, you're not my Shaliach. Dibur. Shekish Amar Ena Chozeret Lo Ated Dibur Umbated Dibur. No, it doesn't work. You cannot be Bated Dibur. How do you have to do it? Yeah, you have to go to the guy, maybe make a maaseh, do something. But you cannot just say verbally, it's over, it's out. It doesn't work. So comes the Gemara and says, look at Tosafot. Tosafot explains that. Look at the second Tosafot. Look at Sha'atma v'hazra b'mahu. The end of it is v'hazra b'belo amirata l'shaliyah. She didn't tell the shaliyah. Stop! She did herself. I back out. Di amra l'shaliach en ritzoni shetekadesheni pshita deinem kodeshet. The atu mishum da amra lo teve ni shaliach lekadesheni lo matzeh chozeret. Die. That didn't know what I mean. Once you tell the shaliach to come bekadesh, you came back out forever for the rest of your life. Of course, if she went to the shaliach and told the shaliach, please stop. Pashut. Wait till she did go to the shaliach. Stop! She set herself. Pass.
She didn't give him notice.
The question is, can you say pass? So to be honest, the whole way you pointed was through Dibur. So you mevatel through Dibur. He says, no. En Dibur mevatel Dibur. He says, not going to work. Now the Gemara starts with the same questions. Etiver. Rabbi Yohanan v'Shtakish. First question against the Shtakish. The Shtakish says, En Dibur mevatel Dibur. Bitel. Okay, the Tiruma case. What's the case? He told the guy, go take Tiruma for me. And then he was mevatelin. Im ad shelo taram bitel en terumato teruma. Right? If he caught him and before he backed out, right? Before he backed out, if he caught him, not caught him, he said mevatel. It's mevatel. So you see what dibur, mevatel dibur. Amar Rava said no. Hacha b'mayaskinan kegon shekadam ba'al habayit v'taram et karyo da'avile maase. The Shakish will say, You know why it's mevatel? The guy didn't stand mevatel him verbally. He didn't say pass. He went down to his field and took the tenuma himself. Oh, that's a maaseh. So therefore, maaseh is mevatel a. That's where the Sechish will answer the case of tenuma. You ask me a question. He verbally appointed the shalat, take the tenuma, and then what does he say? Pass. And what does the Mishnah say? It's okay. You know it's okay? Because he didn't say just say verbally piss. He went down to his field himself and took the Ruma. Also, Ma'asim Vatil Dibur. So the Shaki says, no problem with that, the Mishnah. Eti made a Shakish of Yohanan. I'll go the other way. Shakish asks of Yohanan. Yohanan said what? Dibur, Mevatil, Dibur. Kol akelim yodim lide tum'atam b'machshava. Ve'en olim tum'atam ela b'shinui ma'ase. Ma'ase motzi mide ma'ase umiyad machshava. Machshava ena motzia lo mide ma'ase velo mide machshava. Bishtama miyad ma'ase lo mafka lo ate dibur batel ma'ase. Ela miyad machshava miyad tapik. Which means, when the guy has a machshava for the keli to be finished, I'm done. What happens? It's susceptible to tumah. So the Mishnah says, a machshava that you're not done will not take it out of that status. So what do you see? In dibur mevatel dibur. Question against Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan, you say dibur, atel dibur, mevatel dibur, but he see what by tum'ah, it's not like that. Kevra answers, amade. Rabbi Yohanan is really talking. Shani machshava de tum'ah, dechi ma'ase dame. Again. The machshavat to mazak gamaser kuchter papa rameketiv ki yiten vekarina ki yutan ha ketsad ki yutan dumed yiten ma yiten deni hade af yutan named deni hade. Good. Torah says if the water falls on by itself ki yutan, but it's written ki yiten, you have to put the water on willingly, meaning if you are willingly in your brain or want it to be on, it's like you put it on it. So you see it by tum'ah, a machshava is like a ma'aseh. Therefore, en machshava mevatel, ma'aseh, good. So far, the same. Eti ben Rabbi Yohanan Shlakish. Here we get to the knockout punch. Rabbi Yohanan goes after the Shlakish now. Again, let's get the case that we're talking about over here, because there's going to be the difference. The case over here was talking about where the lady appointed a shadiyah, go mekadesh me, accept kedushin, and then she says, pes. Okay, so what did the Shaki say? Too late. And dibur mevatel dibur. Eti ber b'yohanan ishtakish ha-shulei ha-get l'ishto. Well, he sends a get to his wife. And then he caught up to the shaliach. He caught up to the shaliach. Or, she-shalach acharav shaliach. Or he sent the shaliach after him. Ve-amar lo, get she-natati lecha batelu. The get that I sent you is nullified. Hareze batel. It is going to be batel. Tiyufta dirish lakish. Tiyufta. This is a question against the shlakish. Because what is this case over here? This is a case of you have a dibur. Yes. Then you have a dibur. Not dibur mevatel dibur. And still you see what? That is mevatel. Now why is this a question? More than the first time we asked the question. And they answered it. Yeah. So the first round, this question was leveled against them, and the Shtakish had an answer. Let's speak it out ourselves. The first, Tiyufta, the Shtakish, Tiyufta. No, period, before you get to go further. Is the Rashi here? Rashi says, no, there's no Rashi over here. What was the first case? Let's analyze it ourselves. The first case was, a guy gives a Kiddushin to a lady after 30 days. That should be hot after 30 days. And then she backs out, and she accepted the Kiddushin already, and she backs out in the interim. She retracts. So what do we say? We said, according to Shtakish, and dibur mevatel dibur. We cannot retract. So they asked him a question from Gittin. She says, Gittin, that's dibur v'dibur. This already is a maaseh. And the Shtakish held, there's a maaseh, you can't, and dibur mevatel maaseh. She accepted the Kiddushin. But here, there's no maaseh. Here, what's the case? It's all dibur. She told the shaliach, go accept the kiddushin. There's no ma'aseh, and still the shakish says, en dibur mebatel dibur. Right. But the case of the gittin case, you see that what? Dibur can mebatel. And you can't answer me like you answered me before. Oh, there's a ma'aseh over here. There's no ma'aseh over here. She didn't accept Kiddushin, she just sent the guy. Ah, so what do you see? You see that Ish Lakish is broken. Because this is a clear case of Dibur v'Dibur by Gittin, and we say Dibur mevatel Dibur, Masha'en ken. By the case of the Kiddushin, he says, and Dibur mevatel is no Masriya. She didn't receive the Kiddushin, she just told us, go and receive it for me. So the Gemara says, as a result of that, Ish Lakish is Mufrach. Bilcheta, one more line, Bilcheta. Bilcheta kibetet Rabbi Yohanan. And the halakha is going to follow Rabbi Yohanan. Now, seemingly, in this case over here, that what? That when the lady comes along and says, Mevatel the shalit, she says, I don't want the guy to go receive the get, it's Mevatel. Then the Gemara says, Va'afilu bekamaita. And even in the first case, meaning even in the case where he gave her the Kiddushin, where there was like a Maaseh, where he gave her the Kiddushin, she still can back out. Va'afalgav de'ika lememar. Shani nitinat ma'ot liyad isha dechma'aseh damer. Even though you could argue with her, that's a little different. That's already a little stronger, because she gave her money, so it's like a Maaseh. Afilu haki. Ated dibur umbatel dibur. Doesn't matter. It's easier to say dibur umbatel dibur in the second case, because it was just really it's dibur dibur. Even in the first case, the hadushes, that even though he gave a kiddushin, she accepted it still. Obviously, Rabbi Yohanan holds kol'od that the kiddushin is not hal, it's considered a dibur. Even though physically she accepted money in hands, but since she got 30 days, that's nothing, that money. So therefore, even in that case, when she accepted it, what did she accept? She accepted money that might be a... Yeah, it could be considered... But even before she gives it back, by saying, I'm out, it's considered, even though she accepted the money, and you could argue, oh, that's a maaseh. No, it's not a maaseh until it effectuates something. It didn't effectuate anything. Oh, the Gemara says, wait. Kash el-cheta, el-cheta. We have a stira and halachot over here. Amart, you just told me, hilcheta k'Rabbi Yohanan. Good. Ate dibur umbatel dibur. Even after she accepted the kedushin, but it's pending for 30 days, she could say, I'm out. However, bekaimalan, hilcheta k'Rav Nachman. What did Rav Nachman say? Di'ibaya lehu. Mau shi'azor v'yigaresh bo. What happened? A guy sent the shaliyah to go mikadesh a lady. Then what?
Get.
And then he was mevatel the shaliyah. Okay, don't do it. So the question is, can you reuse this get? Yeah, I want to give this get again now to the same lady. Can I reuse the get after I was mevatel the shaliyah? You can use it again. And if she shat amar inu chozeru megaresh bo, you can't use it again. The kaimala anilcheta kevatel the Rav Nachman. That says what? You can reuse the get. What is this question? Rashi. Mau shi azor v'yigaresh bo. See Rashi? Beget. לאחר שאמר לשליח גט שנתתי לך בטלו. After you told the get that I gave you is junk, still you can use it again. Oh, that's mashma. That what? אין דיבור מבטל דיבור. Why? Because even though you guys said the get that I gave you is nothing, is batel, it doesn't mevatel the get. I can still use the get again. So it sounds like en dibur mevatel dibur. I'll explain it to you more clearer in a moment, but just let's get the words first. So the Gemara answers, Nehi debatla metorat shaliach. Metorat get lo batla. I'm mevateling the shalichut. I didn't mevatel the get. Then you split the two items. The shalichut, yeah, you cannot be mashia anymore. But who says that I wound the get? So you have to understand what the havamina over here was and what the maskana was. They explain it over here. He says like this: Hamakshan mevin shaban mitkaven lebatel et kashrut haget. Haget shenatati lecha batelu. Now, הדרך לבטל את כשרות הגט, how do you מבטל את כשרות הגט? על ידי שמבטל הבעל, you're mevateling his initial commandment, give this get to his wife. שגט שנכתב ונחתם שלא על פי סבויו is פסול. Because it says, וכתב לה לשמה. לשמה means you have to have it לשם, the husband wanting to give it to the wife. But if he's מבטל it, so retroactively now he say, hey, don't give it, so you're מבטלים the לשמה of the get. Okay, and still what are we saying, according to Rav Nachman, get this kasher. So you see what? In dibur, mevatel, dibur. Whereas the Yohanan just taught me, dibur is mevatel dibur. That's where the stira is. And the Gemara's answer is, mashma shenidhita banata makshan, that the logic of the makshan was broken, rak le'inyan sha'abal lo nitkaven lebatel et haget. He never was mekaven to mevatel the get. Aval, im yivatel the get beferush, it'll be pasul. Which means, you thought he's going after the get. He's not going after the get. He's going after the shaliyah. But the get he never touched. If he would mevatel the get, atid dibur, matel dibur. He can break the get as well. He would never touch the get. He's touching the shaliyah. Therefore, the bechanetz, I have no problem. Gemara continues. Mekudesh el sheni. Okay, what's the case? Mekudesh el sheni. Let's get the case of Mekudesh el Sheni. She sent the Shaliyah 30 days. Okay? Guy comes in within the 30 days. How do you Mekudesh el Sheni? Mekudesh el Sheni. It's like, guys, Amarav, Mekudesh el Sheni, Le'olam. No. Mekudesh el Sheni. Mekudesh el Sheni. Guy says to 30 days. Guy came in the middle. Mekudesh el Sheni. Guy comes in the interim. Back in the case of Mishnah. Amara mekudesh l'sheni le'olam. Okay. No, you might think maybe after 30 days, when the first guy kicks in, something happens to this guy. No, even after the 30 days, too late. He jumped in and he took the whole kiddushin for himself. After 30 days, too late. Right? Usvel amar mekudesh l'sheni ad la medyom. He didn't know. It's mekudesh to the second guy. Yeah, until 30 days. Le'ahar shelushim yom pak'e kedushe sheni. The kedushe of the sheni breaks. Ve'gamre kedushe rishon. And the kedushe rishon kicks in. Okay. Now we got to see how that works. So the Gemara says, Yativ rav chazda ve'kakashele. Kedushe sheni b'mad pak'e. How does it go off? At the time of the kedushin, it was a beautiful kedushin. 30 days later, when the first guy, too late. No, second guy's pakaya. What is it, pakaya? No gate, no nothing. Stamina just goes away? How does it go away? What's the mechanics? How does it go away? Amaler Rabbi Yosef. He says, more alesha matnila vekashele. The reason why you're having a hard, difficult understanding this, because you're learning on the wrong case. You're learning on the case where the guy said, I have mekudesh edli, and they're not going to be hot after 30 days. And somebody came in the interim. Yeah, in that case, when a guy came in the interim, he's mekudeshet forever, nothing's going off. The case where he said the second guy's kiddushin goes off is on the second case in the Mishnah. What's that case? Rabbi Yehuda, asefa matnila velo kashele. Learn on the sefa. What's the case? Me'achshav ulachash shloshim yom. Where the guy says, from now, retroactive. Oh, good. So therefore, the second guy, when he's mekadesh, well, it's pending. Because we don't know if the guy's gonna will it after 30 days, but if the first guy wills it after 30 days, then retroactively, from day one, was mikudesh to the first guy, to the second machine is paka. That you can understand. Wait, get what it says. Amarav. So now we understand Rav. Rav will say like this: mikudeshet ve'ena mikudeshet le'olam, which means kiddushin is pending le'olam. What does that mean? Look at that sheet. Mekudeshet v'ena mekudeshet le'olam. Ba'afidu la'ahash shiloshim. Wow, even after 30, omedet b'safek kedushe shenehem. Ve'asura l'shenehem b'lo get. We have to see why. Because the chaura, once they're ready, you retroactive it back, the same guy's going to should be nothing. Right? And we say, no, for some reason, when the guy jumped in within 30, his kedushin pending forever, as well as after 30 now, the first guy's kedushin is pending, so both of them need continue. We don't know why yet. Wow. Continue. Ishmael Amar, Mekudeshet ve'ena Mekudeshet, Ela ad Lamed Yom. Yeah, everything's pending until 30. Le'achar Lamed, Pak'e Kedushe Sheni, Ve'gamre Kedushe Rishon. Very good. It goes back to the original, guy, because Kedushin Rafael. So we understand Shmuel in this version. Right? Rav is the problem. Now, what's the issue over here? We go one more line. Lirav misafkele. The psafek of Rav is the following. Listen to what the guy said. The guy's language was me'achshav ve'ad ulachar shloshim yom. He said two languages here. When do you want the kiddushin to be hal? You want it to be me'achshav, or do you want it ulachar shloshim yom? That's vague language over there. So Gemara says, "Itana ahavai." Is it a condition? Now, if it's a condition, it's very good. Meaning, my condition is it'll be me'achshav, but it'll not be hal until after. So it's a condition that he's making. That's not hal. The condition me'achshav is not hal till then. Good. If you learn it's a condition, then badai is mekudesh to the first guy. I hazara havai, always backing out, or maybe it's a retraction of statement. He said, "You know what, me'achshav." Then he said, "No." Oh, then already could be the second guy's kiddushin is real kiddushin. So therefore, I don't know what that means. If he really meant me'achshav, the second guy's kiddushin is nothing. If he meant a hazara, then the second guy's kiddushin is something. We don't know what that means. So for some, it's mekudeshin l'shnehem. The Shmuel pshita le de tana'a havai, and Shmuel says badai. It is considered a condition. Therefore, vaday, she's married to the first guy, and the second guy that comes in, it's pending until after 30. But once 30 comes, and the original one goes back. The Gemara continues and says that this machloket Rav and Shmuel, when a person says mikudareat mikudishli mayom ulachash loshim yom, Rav learned that while we have mesupak, what he means, safek, what he means, does he mean a condition? And therefore, he means that after 30 days, it'll be mekudeshet retroactively. Therefore, if anybody's mekudesh in between, it's nothing, because retroactively the guy was married from day one. Or is it a hazara? Does he mean mehayom ulachash l'shim yom? Meaning he said mehayom. No, I changed my mind. Ulachash l'shim yom. And therefore, the kedushin is only 30 days later. Therefore, the second guy that makes a kedushin in between, his kedushin is hal. Because the first guy's kedushin is not hal until after 30 days. So he has a safek. So therefore, it's mekudeshet to both of them. And Shmuel said, no. When he says mayom lahash l'shim yom, it's vadayet condition. That's what he means. Therefore, lahash l'shim yom retroactive is mekudesh to the first one. Therefore, if somebody's mekudesh in between, once day 30 comes, the second guy's kedushin falls off because he's really mekudesh retroactively to the first guy. Because that Gemara says, uflukta dani tanaim. The machlok between Rav and Shmuel is actually a machloket of the following tanaim. Similar machlok we had by Git. Titania, we had a braita, mayom ulachar mita. Guy tells a lady, here's your get from today and after death. Now we know after death you can't give a get. And get lachar mita. So the guy said, here's your get, mayom lachar mita. So what does it say? Get ve'eno get devre hachamim. Hachamim say, we're misupak. Is it a get or is it not a get? Rabbi omer kaze get. And the B says, no, it's a get. Nema Rav. What's the machloket over here? Same machloket. According to the rabbis must hold what? We have a sefek, what he means. Does he mean mehayom ulachar mita? Which means, does he mean like right before he dies? The get is going to be from the. Very simple. Does he mean mehayom? Does he mean from today? Or does he mean that he retracted? That he said, oh, mehayom. Get. And therefore, no get. So therefore, the Rabbanan say, well, we have sefek. Get ve'no get. We don't know if it's a get or not. And who's arguing on the rabbis? Rabbi Kalu says, no, kaze get. For sure, he means mehayom. And therefore, it's definitely a get. It's a get because he's alive. So we want to say, and therefore, that's the same machloket between Rav and Shmuel by Kiddushin. So comes Gemara and says, "V'neimah Rav alacha k'rabbanan, v'neimah Shmuel alacha k'rabbi." What did you need to bring another machloket by kiddushin mehayom ve'ad shloshim yom? Let Rav just say halacha k'rabbanan by get, and let Shmuel say halacha k'rabbi. What did you need two separate arguments, one by get and one by kiddushin? Let just Rav say halacha kerabbanan and Shmuel say halacha kerabbi. So Gemara says siricha. You need both cases. You need to tell me this chiddush in both cases, both in kiddushin and gerushin. Why? De'ilu amar Rav. halacha kerabanan by get that what it's a safek hava mina hatam dilechoka kaate, because over there you're trying to get rid of her, so there's a sevarat to say maybe he retracted. When you're trying to get rid of the wife, so this is, you know, maybe change his mind, and therefore means mayom. No, la harmita. Therefore, the get is not a get. There is a sevarat to say retraction. By kiddushin that he's trying to bring her close. Because he wants to be retroactive to be married as quick as possible. So it could be he would agree by kiddushin. That's why he had to say the law by kiddushin. That even by kiddushin, he has a safek if he means a retraction. Therefore, it's not going to be retroactive. It's going to be after 30 days. They go the other way. The Amar Shemuel halacha kerabbi. And if you would have said by get Shemuel halacha kerabbi, that what over there vaday get, that he means it's definitely mayom. Have amina hatam who de'en get the harmita. Of course, because otherwise, what does he mean? The only option he means is what from now, because there's no get after mita. Get after mita doesn't work. So therefore, when the other option is not a viable option, maybe that's what Shmuel said. You go with what he said originally. Aval ha chadiyesh kedushin lahad lamed. But here, both options by kedushin are viable. Either the kedushin starts from now, or the kedushin starts from later, from 30 days later, which is viable. You can make a kedushin after 30 days. Maybe he's modet rav in that case to say that we're safek. Sirika, that's why I say no. Even in that case, it means from now, bayom, and therefore, he had to say both cases. Very good. Tariqa.